communities are very vulnerable to environmental changes. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Paula Saravia, researcher at the University of California, San Diego, explores how health can be intertwined with the environment.
The accelerated processes of environmental change have impacted health outcomes and the experience of mental illness in northern Patagonia, Chile. This qualitative project aims to characterize the mental health impact of current conditions of environmental precarity associated with long-standing processes of occupation, dispossession, and vulnerability that have taken place in this region since the formation of the Chilean state in the 1800s. Following a life course approach, our team is constructing a detailed timeline of environmental disasters, gathering data on the specific mental health outcomes associated with each event. Our preliminary findings show that the indigenous idiom of deep sadness, Huesacutrán, is connected to collective memories of environmental vulnerability, such as the 1960 earthquake and the toxic algal or ray tide events of 2016. Huesacutrán, Tormento del Alma, refers to the experience of overwhelming sadness due to situations beyond the individual's control. It is associated with abandonment, anxiety, and suffering in view of intersecting vulnerability. This project encapsulates two central tenets of global health: achieving health equity and examining how global structural conditions shape the health of communities and individuals. Simultaneously, our research raises the relevant question of the challenges of supporting indigenous priorities and decolonizing global health.
That was Paula Saravia of the University of California, San Diego. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.